Welcome back in for another year of Trojan Preview on KJN, our chance to talk Atlantic football, and we're joined again this year by head coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, Chris, thank you, and thank you to KJN for sponsoring and following our football squad. We appreciate it.
Well, it's always fun when you get a chance to get back out there and get the guys working. Obviously, the whole year's been a little bit awkward and weird, and guys missed out on some other opportunities in the spring, and I'm sure they were anxious to get back out there and do some competing. How has it gone for you so far?
You know, so far so good. As coaches, we're trying to keep things as similar as possible, you know, within the realm of reality. You know, there is some major changes out there, but, you know, for practice-wise, when we get on the field, everything's pretty much the same. So our guys have adjusted really well, and practice, for the most part, has gone really well.
Well, you have a number of guys that are back with some experience on this team this year. Kind of up and down the lineup, you've got guys, and especially we look on the defensive side of the ball, you got a lot returning there that should make things pretty tough for you. Obviously, on the offensive side, when you lose a player like Tyler Moen that, you know, was a big impact on a squad, it changes things, and some other guys have to step up and fill that role. How do you feel like that process has been going and, you know, finding some guys that are going to replace that production?
Yeah, you know, this year's team's a little bit unique in that aspect, in a sense of, you know, no matter offensively or defensively, we have a lot of really good football players. Maybe not anybody that's a star and going to lead, you know, our school in rushing like Tyler did in a single season, but we have a lot of really good football players, and that's kind of the strength of our team, is just that, the team. So it's been real nice. As you mentioned, we've got 9 of 11 starters back on defense, and those guys are going to have to hold the fort down until we kind of identify what we really like to do offensively. The offense is progressing a little bit better now. We've got everything in. It's just more the fundamental things. We've got to really work on, you know, our footwork, our steps, some of those things. So we're going to go back here and after this week and reevaluate, you know, and really focus on those fundamentals. But we're excited to play.
Well, when you have that many guys that are back that have experience, it probably makes it a little easier transition from season to season. You know, you're always going to have some, you know, turnover. There's going to be kids that graduate. But when you do have that strong of numbers back, all those guys kind of know what to expect. They know maybe the schemes and the calls and those types of things, and it makes it a little bit easier to get going quicker.
Yeah, definitely. The nice thing at practice is our seniors, we've got 20 of them, and we show up. They're already starting to run the drills and get pre-practice going. So that's been a nice addition, is when you get that many guys back and that many leaders, it's really easy to get started on the right foot. And so far, I think we have.
When you talk on that offensive side, it always helps too when you've got a guy back that's got experience at the quarterback spot, and you've got Garrett McLaren back. I understand you've got some other guys there that are going to, you know, have the potential to work into the lineup a little bit too, but it always helps when you have that guy that's leading the way, that knows how things go in the huddle.
Yeah, Garrett's been real smooth for us, and you're right. It's a nice addition to have somebody like that back. Just a sophomore last year, junior this year, but knows everything we want to do offensively. Some of our play calls get pretty lengthy, and that's kind of the biggest thing for our quarterbacks is, you know, we only run 3, 4, maybe even 5 run plays, but we try to do it out of so many different formations and so many different motions that our play calls get lengthy, and that can be a real stickler for our quarterbacks. So Garrett's done a great job with that. He knows the rhythm of how we want those plays called in the huddle to make sure we get everything in. But I also say, you know, Caden Anderson, sophomore, is coming on here a little bit too. He'll play some, and Garrett, not because he's playing poorly, we think we can use Garrett at a receiver position too. So in certain formations, you'll see both of them out there.
Well, and you talk about other guys that have that experience too. You know, Colin Mullinex showed a lot of great things down the field last year that you can use once again. A guy like Grant Sturm, you want to get a ball in space. Garrett Reynolds, another big target that you can use over the middle. All guys that, you know, had moments where they shined last year, and now here's their opportunity to ramp that production up.
Yeah, you know, we talked about that offensively. You know, when you lose a guy like Tyler Moen, it gives somebody else a chance to now elevate themselves, and that's what we're kind of looking for. It might not be a running back. Maybe it's a tight end. Maybe it's a receiver. Maybe it's an offensive lineman that we can really count on to run the ball behind. So there's a lot of possibilities out there. I think all three of those guys you mentioned are going to be contributors, and that's one of the things we need on offense this year is more balance. What we mean by that is a lot of sharing the ball. You know, we need a lot of guys to catch the ball, run the ball, you know, tote that ball around the field for us to be effective this year.
Well, when you talk about that experienced defense on the other side, scheme-wise, you keeping things a little bit similar to what they did last year, or is there anything else, I guess, strength-wise that you'll think you'll lean on?
No, I think right now we're keeping things very similar, just to help with that, you know, recognition when the offense comes out in certain sets that our defense is plugged in, ready to go, and that also lets us, you know, play some other guys too and develop some depth. That's a thing right now where we've got, you know, a lot of quality players. Now we have to start building that second group of quality players, and that's what our focus on is on going to be on this week.
Well, last year, you look at the overall season, maybe kind of a little bit up and down, and some of that was just, you know, the competition varied quite a bit from week to week as well. You played some really tough teams, and you played some teams that were tough close for a while in a portion of the game, but maybe that just didn't last through the third and the fourth quarters to be able to be in position to win those games. You know, what maybe is the difference for this team to be able to get to that point and have that opportunity late in the game to win?
Well, just, you know, the returning experience with all those seniors back certainly helps you, and they've played multiple sports too, so they've been in competitive, you know, games, matches, meets throughout their whole career now, and this is a time where when things get tight, those are the guys you want on the field that can get you over the top. We're real confident both offense, defense, and our, you know, especially our special teams. We think we can really utilize guys like Colin Molnix, Grant Sturm on the return game. We've got guys that can kind of move out in space and get some blocking going. So that helps you special teams-wise. We got a new kicker. Lane Nelson is a junior this year. He's been, you know, tremendous for us as far as kicking the ball off. He'll also do some punting duties along with Dayton Templeton. But those two guys, I think, are a real advantage for us as well. So I think we can have all three phases really get going here.
Well, and you get a good test here right off the bat, an Underwood team that brings back quite a bit of experience. They do make a transition from one Ravelin to the other at a quarterback spot, but certainly a team kind of, I guess, like you talked about with your squad that has had success in other sports and have, you know, been good here for a while. It's a good team to face off here in week one.
Yeah, holy cow. I think they're rated number fourth in the state in the Des Moines Register, and they're rated first in Southwest Iowa. So we're going to have our hands full going on the road. But, you know, that's kind of the excitement about this is we're going to get a really good test right away. And win or lose, we're going to know exactly what we need to work on. It doesn't matter whether we win or lose this first game. We're going to go out and compete. But the overall goal here is we need to be playing our best football week 7 so we can springboard into week 8 into the playoffs. And, you know, this is going to be a great test for us and a great opportunity for our kids, you know, playing a number one team in Southwest Iowa, first game of the season. You know, we're excited.
A team last year that did like to sling the ball around, do you think that's going to be a similar situation this year?
I think eventually they want to. They return, I think, their whole receiving core. They've got a great receiver in the Wollum kid, number 23. We're going to have to stop him. He's a real player. I think somebody said he ran a 4.440. So that's all eyes are going to be on him. But I think they're going to come out right away with a new quarterback, sophomore, who did play some defense for him as a freshman last year. So he's got his feet wet on the defensive side. It's not going to be anything really new for them. They're going to probably try to run the ball first and then start moving the ball down the field through the air. So we need to stop the run and then play good pass defense and get pressure on their quarterback.
What kind of looks are you expecting from them defensively?
Defensively, I think they're just going to play a straight 4-3 with a cover 2 or a cover 4 type of defense. And they run the ball well. They're big up front. They return two really big linemen. They lost three others, but their two big guys are back, and they run well side to side. So we're going to try and, you know, use the perimeter. We have a little bit of speed back, too, and try to maybe wear those big guys out, because if we try to run right at them, it'll be tough sledding for us.
How much does the difference in the way the schedule is set up now here this year with the change to just the seven games and everybody getting into the postseason, does that change anything week to week? I know you're always going out there and wanting to win games, but maybe some teams might have the mindset of, hey, we're an opportunity here and there to get some guys some more experience along the way. You know, ultimately, we, like you said, want to be playing the best come week seven, week eight, when you get that chance. How much does that adjust things throughout the year?
Yeah, it definitely does. You know, it kind of reminds me, it's a little bit of way back in the day when you played two non-conference games and then you were in for seven of your district games, where those first two games, there were a lot of coaches in the area that played a lot of kids, tried to figure out, hey, you know, what's our best combination here? And then move forward with that. But then on week three, you really had to have a sense of urgency, where now that sense of urgency is dialed back a little bit. But your sense of urgency now is, hey, we've got to get better every game so we're ready week seven. And that's the message we've sent to our guys. We're going to play a lot of guys early on, kind of see where we're at, continue to build, try to stay healthy. And then week seven, we want to really be ready to go.
Have you, felt the confidence level from your team that they're ready to go? You have so many guys back that do have that experience. You got to think that they're feeling pretty good about their chances this year.
Yeah, I think they're excited about just getting on the field too. You know, they're confident on, you know, if they think they can have a nice season. But, you know, a lot of guys have been out for a long time. March 13th, I think we were out of school here. And, you know, we had a few guys get the opportunity to play baseball. But, you know, everybody's just excited to, hey, it's football season now. We're lucky to be in the situation we're in. We've talked to our guys every day. You never know when that door's going to close. So it's imperative to play your hardest and play your best and keep improving, because you never know when the door might close.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of the contrast. What we were talking about earlier, the way the season sets up is a little bit different, but I've heard from multiple coaches that a lot of kids are just seem hungry because they know that, hey, this may not last the whole time we want it to last. Let's just keep going out there and give it all every time out. That might make for some pretty good, intense play early on in the year.
Yeah, I definitely think so. You know, especially these first 2 weeks when, you know, we haven't seen a whole lot of action in all across the nation. You know, we've seen some pros trying to start some things up, but, you know, that's been kind of sporadic too. So the real first football is going to get kicked off here, and we're excited.
Well, Coach, we look forward to following your team here throughout the season and talking to you each week about them. We appreciate you getting us started here in week one.
Yeah, thank you, Chris, and thank you to KJN.
All right, that's Trojan Preview here for week one on KJN.